Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Welcome to Day 863. A group of Republicans threatened to delay plans to fast-track the House-passed bill that would suspend the debt ceiling and limit federal spending before Monday's default deadline. Lindsey Graham said he would keep the Senate tied up until Tuesday unless he receives assurances that there'll be a supplemental funding bill to spend more money on the military than the debt limit deal allows. Under the current bill, defense spending would be capped at $886 billion next year, a 3% increase from the previous year, which Susan Collins called woefully inadequate. Biden needs to sign the debt ceiling bill into law by Monday in order to avoid a national default. Time is a luxury the Senate does not have if we want to prevent default, said Chuck Schumer. June 5th is less than 4 days away. At this point, any needless delay or any last-minute holdups would be an unnecessary and even dangerous risk. Meanwhile, the Senate passed a Republican effort to overturn Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loan debt for 43 million American borrowers. Biden has promised to veto the measure. The legislation would also repeal the freeze on student loan repayment and limit the Education Department's ability to cancel student loans in the future. It passed in a 52-46 vote, with two Democrats and one independent senator joining with Republicans. Moving on, the largest property insurer in California will stop selling coverage to homeowners because of the state's rapidly growing catastrophe exposure. State Farm, which insures more homeowners in California than any other company, cited wildfire risks, rising construction costs, and challenges with reinsurance, which is when an insurance company buys their own insurance coverage. Disasters linked to climate change have caused $33 billion in damages in California since 2017. Meanwhile, humans have pushed Earth past 7 of the 8 safety limits related to planetary health and human well-being. A study by the Earth Commission found that only air pollution wasn't already in the danger zone, revealing that significant damage to the planet is already occurring even before breaching the globally agreed-upon 1.5 degrees Celsius warming threshold. The study also introduced the concept of justice when it comes to quantifying what is safe for the planet and the people who live on it by incorporating factors such as human well-being, air pollution, overuse of fertilizers, groundwater supplies, the health of fresh surface water, and the overall natural and human-built environment. The study concludes that humans are taking colossal risks with the future of civilization and everything that lives on Earth. And finally, two Alabama congressional representatives want to block funding for U.S. Space Command's temporary headquarters in Colorado. The two lawmakers submitted a draft House bill that seeks to block the Biden administration from spending money on SpaceCom until an official decision is made on the location of its permanent headquarters, which the Trump administration said would be in Huntsville, Alabama. The Biden administration, however, has considered reversing the planned move to Alabama over concerns about the state's near-total ban on abortion. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.